You're listening to the On the NBA Beat podcast, a show packed with nuanced perspectives on the league's most important stories.
Portland has three timeouts left. The Lakers have two. Bryant to Shaq.
LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Jordan. Oh, a spectacular move by Michael Jordan.
And now, your hosts, Lauren Lee Chen and the twins, Aaron and Joshua Fisher.
Hey listeners, the On the NBA Beat podcast is back after our off-season hiatus. This is Lauren Lee Chen, and like many of you, I'm excited for the NBA season to start and for us to kick off season two of the podcast. We've all been keeping busy during the off-season. Me personally, I've moved from Los Angeles back to Boston and have been dealing with all of the things that come with that. Here with me today to welcome you all back is my co-host, Aaron Fishman.
Hey, Lauren. Really good to be here and to be back. I know it's been a while. It's been a busy offseason for both for us and also for all the NBA teams, pretty much. Lots of player turnover, new coaches now on 10 different NBA teams. For me, I've been watching a lot of the MLB playoffs, given my Dodgers and Red Sox loyalties. Unfortunately, Boston has already been bounced from the postseason, but the Dodgers are still fighting in the NLCS as of recording time. And also, I'm working on a long-form writing project that all you listeners will surely be hearing more about over the coming months. So I'm excited about that.
We had a lot of fun making season one of the podcast last year. We were able to bring on a lot of exciting guests. We had representatives from 29 of the 30 NBA teams. Three people were lucky enough to come onto the show twice last season, and those people are Josh Baumgard from the Heat, Andy Liu from the Warriors, and Lang Whitaker, who spoke to us about the Atlanta Hawks. Aaron also was able to bring on Jonathan Abrams, who published a book last year about the prep-to-pro basketball generation of players and was able to discuss that phenomenon with him for an episode.
Our most popular episode was Andy Liu when he came on December 2nd. That episode was called Andy Liu, The Warriors Are Cocky as Hell. As you guys noticed, I'm sure we used our guests' most noteworthy quote often as the title of each episode. So that was our most popular episode. The second one was Michael Levin, who talked about the Philadelphia 76ers tanking Sam Hinkie's departure. And that was a fascinating one. We loved having Mike on, and so did our listeners, apparently. Third was Frank Madden discussing the Milwaukee Bucks, episode 26A. Our fourth most popular episode by downloads was our Raptors-Pacers playoffs discussion with Joseph Cassiara and Ben Gibson. And rounding out the top five, Holly McKenzie, also talking about the Raptors, episode 15A.
We had listeners tune in from a variety of different places. Our top states by downloads in order were California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, Texas, Virginia, and Florida. We also had people listening in internationally as well. Our top international countries were Canada, Australia, the UK, Germany, Israel, China, and the Philippines. So thanks to all of our listeners there.
Yeah, really eclectic array of listeners. Just all over, and that's very exciting to us personally. And yeah, we're excited to do it again this year. We have a lot of different interviews lined up. We'll be sharing with you right now the first three of the season. James Herbert of CBS Sports, that episode will be released very soon. We'll be talking to him about major award predictions and just more broadly the NBA's biggest storylines as we head into the season. As I mentioned before, just so much has gone on. We also have Mason Ginsburg for a Pelicans discussion. And interestingly enough, Lauren said earlier that we had 29 of the 30 teams represented last season. The Pelicans were the one we didn't have on. And that happened for a variety of reasons. I'll take blame for that. We were close to doing it, and it just didn't end up happening. Our original plan was having all 30, but we're excited to finally have the Pelicans on. And Lauren, there's so much to discuss with them, isn't there?
Yeah, the Pelicans were a really interesting team last season. I think we, during our season preview banter episode, I think I picked them as a team that could make the playoffs. Everyone was excited for how Anthony Davis would improve again. People were talking about him as an MVP candidate, but a lot of things happened to go wrong. They were unlucky with injuries last season, and they finished only 30-52, well out of the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a 15-win slide from the 2014-15 season. And if you remember, this postseason before, that was when they were against the Warriors in the first round, and they showed some life. And really, with a core that featured Anthony Davis, most people were in agreement that they would just be on their way up. And it was a tough go-around that year for Alvin Gentry and company. Lots of injuries. And unfortunately for them, this year they're starting also with some injuries with Quincy Pondexter and Tyreke Evans, likely out until mid-November. And they made some additions. They added Buddy Hield, Terrence Jones, lots of other guys. Lost Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. But yeah, we'll get way more in depth with Mason Ginsburg about that. We're also bringing on Josh Baumgard, who will talk about the Heat. As Lauren mentioned earlier, we had him on twice last season, so he'll be our first three-time guest.
The Heat seem to be entering a new era in their team's history. The big three are all gone, essentially, after Wade left for Chicago this offseason, and Chris Bosh's health situation has caused him not to be able to play for them either.
Yeah, it is interesting that the big three is basically all gone. And the Chris Bosh situation is sad. We don't need to spend time on it now because we'll talk about it with Josh Baumgard and very likely in our banter episode after our first three guest interviews. But just a sad situation. But I'm very interested to see how that pans out, because he really does want to play more, but obviously teams don't want to jeopardize his health. So that'll be something to monitor, definitely.
Yeah, they should be one of the teams where it'll be interesting to monitor how they cope with their transition period, handing over the reins to younger guys like Hassan Whiteside, who signed a huge contract this offseason with them, and see and if they can still... Yeah, with Justice Winslow, too, as you said.
Yeah. I think that just about does it for this episode. Was there anything else that you wanted to add, Lauren, before we jump into season two?
That's all for me, too. Just to remind everyone to subscribe to us everywhere, wherever you get your podcasts. And also, hit us up on social media, too. We love responding to the fans there. Our Twitter is on the NBA beat. Our Facebook is also the same, and our email is contact@onthenbabeat.com.
Lauren, actually, I just wanted to add that it's just been a pleasure for me doing this with you and Joshua. And also, I'm just honored and I'm gracious to all of our guests who have been generous enough with their time and insight to appear on our shows, and all of our listeners who take the time to give us their feedback or just click download and listen. They really make what we do worthwhile and fun.
Yeah, ditto to everything you just said. To all of our guests, thank you for coming on. And listeners, your feedback and just the fact that you listen to us makes it worthwhile for us to do it. And we're really excited to keep on improving and bring you season 2 of the podcast soon.